We are just 12 days away from Election Day, thank goodness. And we are joined now by Tom Jensen. He's the Director of Public Policy Polling. He's been looking at the national races and the state-level races here in North Carolina and beyond. Tom, how's it going?
Good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So early voting has been extremely heavily trafficked in Orange County, and other counties in the Triangle have been reporting kind of similar numbers. Durham County, Wake County are seeing turnout significantly higher this year at this stage in the early voting period than they were 4 years ago, 8 years ago. What do we know about early voting across the state of North Carolina, not just who's turning out, but who they're turning out for?
Well, the Democrats across the board are just building up a huge lead in early voting. We did a statewide poll last weekend after the first 3 or 4 days of early voting, and we found that among those who said they'd already voted, Hillary was up by 26 points, 63-37. We found that Roy Cooper was up by 28 points, 61-33, and then Deborah Ross was up by only 18, 52-34. But in all three of those races, it's clear that Democrats are going to be going into Election Day with a pretty substantial lead, and it's just going to be a question of whether Republicans can win Election Day itself by enough to make up for the deficit that they're sort of encountering during early voting. What was really interesting in 2008, when Barack Obama actually managed to narrowly win North Carolina, and I may be off a little bit on some of these exact numbers, but if I recall correctly, Obama had built up a 550,000 vote lead in early vote, and then on Election Day it rained, and I don't know if that kept turnout down on Election Day across the state or not. But John McCain won Election Day by 536,000 votes, so he came within 14,000 votes of erasing that big lead Obama had built up in early voting, but didn't quite get there. And I think that shows you, you know, with the bad weather on Election Day that year, why Democrats are putting such a premium on just getting those votes in the bank so that they don't even have to worry about them on Election Day itself.
And certainly comparing 2016, the gap for Democrats in early voting, early voting turnout to 2008, Democrats do generally tend to turn out for early voting more than Republicans do. So are we seeing anything this year that's a change from previous years? Do Democrats have a bigger percentage lead this year, or a smaller lead?
Well, one thing that was really notable was before in-person early voting started, we had absentee vote requests coming in, and that's tended to be something that's very heavily Republican, and it wasn't nearly as pro-Republican this year as it has tended to be in the past. So I think that shows, A, the sort of lack of organization that Republicans have this year with Donald Trump running his chaotic campaign at the top of the ticket. And I also think it does show that Democrats are more excited to get out and vote than Republicans are and have that sense of urgency about doing it. And this big advantage we're seeing for Democrats in early voting in North Carolina is also something that we're seeing in other important states like Nevada, Florida, Iowa, pretty much anywhere where there is early voting. Democrats are building up a big lead in it, and that can only bode well for them on Election Day.
So we're speaking of those three races at the top of the ballot in North Carolina. We've got Hillary Clinton with a sizable lead over Donald Trump, Roy Cooper with an even bigger lead, according to the survey on Pat McCrory, albeit just by a little bit. Deborah Ross, not so much on Richard Burr. I have to assume that's really good news for Roy Cooper and not good news for Deborah Ross, but is that how you see it too?
Yeah, I mean, it is a small sample among early voters, so you want to be careful about reading too much into it, but if Deborah Ross runs 8 to 10 points behind Hillary Clinton and Roy Cooper, she's not going to win. I mean, that's pretty clear. So, you know, it should be noted that in the overall survey, she was only down by a little bit. So there may be a bigger gap among the people who have voted early in terms of how they're going to vote in the three races and the people who have yet to vote. But that was, if there was a semi-dark spot for Democrats in these early vote numbers, it was Ross running behind.
Speaking with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling, you can get more numbers from that survey on their website, which is publicpolicypolling.com. So we've been talking about the sort of subsample of the voters who have already cast their ballots early in this survey. Where do things stand sort of statewide among all voters?
Well, everything's still a toss-up. In the presidential race, we find Hillary Clinton up by 3. In the governor's race, we find Roy Cooper up by 2. In the Senate race, we find Richard Burr up by 1. All of those races are very much with margins right now where they could go either way. One thing I think is good to keep in mind is that if we'd been talking 12 days before the election 2 years ago, we would have been talking about how it's close, but all the polls have had Kay Hagan up. You know, sometimes it's just 1 or 2 or 3 points, but they've been very consistent in having her ahead. And as we saw, things turned against her at the end and she lost. So certainly with the kinds of margins that we're talking about right now, even though Hillary Clinton has been up in most of the polls, that's still no guarantee that she's going to end up winning the state. And certainly the early vote numbers are very encouraging for Democrats, but again, they were very encouraging in 2014 too. So I think that's just sort of serves as a cautionary tale of the fact that even if most of the signs seem to be coming up good for Hillary Clinton in North Carolina, good for Democrats in North Carolina, you still can't leave anything to chance.
What about the national picture? I know the surveys that are coming out are still showing Hillary Clinton with the lead in most of the swing states, and Real Clear Politics is sort of back and forth between calling more than 270 votes for Clinton already. I think they dropped back on Pennsylvania in the last day or so, but 538's got Hillary with an 82.6% chance of winning the presidency, and that's down a little bit from the last couple of days, but still really high. How confident would you say today you are in being able to say Hillary Clinton's going to win or Donald Trump's going to lose, or is it still very much up in the air?
I don't think the outcome of the race overall is very much up in the air. I'm pretty confident that Hillary Clinton's going to win, but I do think it's going to be closer than maybe conventional wisdom has been, especially over the last 2 or 3 weeks. I think one thing that sort of sums that up is when the tapes of Donald Trump making nasty comments about women came out and it created that big mess for his campaign, the first member of Congress to call on him to step out of the race was Jason Chaffetz from Utah. And then last night, Jason Chaffetz said he was going to vote for Trump. And that's symbolic of a broader thing we're seeing among Republicans, is that Republicans are going to vote for Donald Trump. There's very few Republicans who are standing on principle and saying, I just can't vote for this guy. They're voting for him with all his flaws, and that means it's not a race that Democrats are going to end up winning by 10 or 12 polls, like some of these national polls have said. We had so many discussions over the summer about how the race was really shaping up pretty similarly to 2012, when Barack Obama won by 4 points, and it seemed like Clinton would win by something similar. I had thought for a lot of October that maybe she was going to win by a more substantial margin, get up to 7 or 8 points, but at this point, I won't be surprised if she does win nationally by 4 or 5 points or something like that, very similar to 2012. We're just a very polarized country, and no matter how bad of a candidate Donald Trump might be, Republicans are mostly going to vote for him. But Hillary Clinton still has a big enough lead that there's almost no chance that she would actually lose.
Speaking with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling, again, you can visit their website, publicpolicypolling.com, for more numbers from North Carolina and nationwide. The CBS News has been reporting today, and other news outlets have been reporting new WikiLeaks drops from earlier today on pay for play in the Clinton Foundation. Do you see that as moving the dial at all, or do you see really anything as significantly moving the dial in the next 12 days before Election Day happens?
I doubt it. At this point, it's pretty clear that there's nothing hugely explosive in the WikiLeaks. It's sort of like a little dog, you know, chewing away at Hillary Clinton's ankle or something like that, but it's not going to kill her. It's just more annoying than anything else. And the other thing that's important to note about what's going on is just a huge percentage of the vote nationally is already being cast. I mean, we talk about early vote in North Carolina, but some of the other important swing states, Colorado, Florida, Iowa, Nevada, very large percentages of the vote have already been cast in those states. So that makes it harder and harder for anything to happen that would really sort of change the overall situation of the race, is when so many votes are already in the bank. And again, what we're seeing in all of the states where there's significant in-person early vote, where you can sort of track it down by party, it's a significant Democratic advantage. We found that Hillary Clinton's up by about 20 among people who've already voted in Nevada. She's up by double digits among people who've already voted in Florida. She's up by double digits even among people who've already voted in Iowa, which is a state that's thought of as being one of her weaker states. So that's one thing she really has going for her, is that the race might tighten, but there's no tightening to happen among people who've already voted, and she's doing very well with those folks.
speaking again with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling. And Tom, before we let you go, we'll have one more chance to talk to you next week before Election Day happens. But and obviously we'll have a lot more to say once all is said and done on November 8th. But as we get close to the actual day after 2 years of this campaign cycle, what do we know about America now that we didn't know 2 years ago?
We know that one of the political parties has enough racist voters that they're willing to nominate a racist, and that is actually what's going to end up saving Hillary Clinton. I told people all throughout 2015, if the Republicans nominate a half-decent candidate, I think Hillary Clinton's going to lose in 2016, and the Republicans didn't nominate a half-decent candidate, and I think that's going to allow Hillary Clinton to win, despite how unpopular she is and all the sort of flaws of her candidacy. So I think what's really going to be fascinating to see is where on earth the Republican Party goes from here. You know, what it's going to show if we end up with a relatively close election is you can nominate the worst candidate on earth and still come decently close to winning. So I think the two-party system's here to stay, but it's just going to be interesting to see what Republicans can do to get to the point where they stop losing every presidential election.
PublicPolicyPolling.com is the website if you want to find out more numbers, and they're going to have more between now and Election Day as well. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.